Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this is International Pee Week Day 2.
Woo-hoo-hoo. This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. I think lots of truth in International Pee Week.
Yes.
Lots of hard-hitting Mother's Day truths.
Yes.
That no family can afford to miss.
But you may.
Yes, because someone's probably just throwing up or the dog's just vomited
or, you know, I don't know.
Who knows?
So many things.
You've been called to the hospital and you're like, oh, I'm missing it. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
How you going, Mandy?
Good, thank
yes.
you.
Getting more excited about Saturday.
Yes, I am. I just can't believe it's happening. I can't wait to get on the stage. The extrovert in me is just like pinging. You know, my friends are like, I can't believe you like public speaking. I'm like, I love it.
I love it. That's something we're very similar
in. We are very similar.
I really like it.
I love it. I can't think of anything better.
No, I was in that.
I mean, I'll be nervous.
But, yeah, but not till once you step out on stage, you're not
nervous.
Yeah,
no, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, let me show you my ways. I'm just talking myself up.
No, she's very good. I was going to say I was in the work truck with the boys, most of whom are coming to Yarraville.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, there's a couple Dingo going to Dave. Ringwood, but yep. Dingo Dave Reviews, I think, is coming to Yarraville.
Okay, yeah. Is he going to heckle?
Well, I told him he's not allowed to.
We've got some hecklers coming to Ringwood.
Yes, and then he said, because he loves wearing mankinis at festivals.
Oh, no. Don't,
I said, no.
No.
You're not allowed to wear that.
No.
He's just stirring me up.
Yeah, of course he is.
So, but also I get worried that he will actually do it.
Yeah.
Well, he might. But I was in the truck and I must have been talking something about the live show and they're like, oh, do you get nervous? And I was like, no, not at all. And they're like, what do you get nervous about? And I was like, skiing.
I'm very scared.
I'm scared of the snow.
Oh, I'm scared of heights. I'm getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I'm not scared of heights, but I don't love them. I'm not
but I get all that, ooh.
Yeah,
like I look over an escalator and I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah, number one daughter's like that.
Yeah, that's
just
all.
Just like brings tears without even –
can't
it's just
even,
actual fear.
Yeah, I can't cope. Anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, I get teased about that in my house. Yeah. So as long as Yarraville's flat, I think I'll be okay. I won't be scared of the stage. I won't have height fear of the stage.
Don't worry, we're not. It's not at the MCG, and we don't have to go up in the final.
No, good, thank you.
And we're not Nikki Webstering in like the Sydney Olympics on a string.
No.
There will be no magic tricks.
No magic tricks.
Just two middle-aged women standing on a stage.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep. Trying to work out what to wear.
Yeah. I think I'm going to wear the same thing to both shows.
Yeah, same.
I'm like, then you both.
I think I'm just going to wear the dress I didn't get to wear to Australian of the Year.
Yeah, good.
That's what I've decided.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to buy something new.
No, I'm not buying anything.
I've got lots of nice things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think I'm just going to wear that. And then I'll pretend that this is the Australian of the Year.
Yeah. Pee of the Year.
Anyone wants to bestow me an award? Anyway, over to the peas. We've got more speak pipes and we've got another letter to read out. So let's go with it.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Mandy P from New South Wales. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Thank you.
Of
hi,
the
Mandy.
Tribe and the P Nans and the Foster P Mums. And everyone, anyone that's in a P's life and offers an extra pair of mum hands.
Yes.
Because you're really important because there isn't a lot of them in our lives either. Yeah. And as you know, I am the P mum of a 21-year-old turning 21 in July. And I am or have been in my 21 years a proud P and a happy P and a sad P and lots of other emotions that come with being a P. And especially on Mother's Day, I think probably the thing that I reflect on the most is that it can probably illuminate the fact that we are isolated as peas and we don't always have the ability to get close, travel to see our mums and have Mother's Day with them or just have a quiet day where you can go and be pampered, just chill out, sit down, have a meal. When you're a P, it's pretty full on. So thinking of all the P's in the tribe as you try and navigate Mother's Day, and if you're on social media, that can be hard too because you're seeing everyone illuminate their best day, and it can be triggering.
So true, so strong, everyone.
Thank you, and know that your time with your peas is what makes you a pretty awesome mum.
Yes.
They just make you step outside your comfort zone constantly. And I think that that's probably, for me, that's something I'll never, ever change about being a P-mum. Is that they're always challenging you.
That's right.
So have a great day, everyone. And have a great day too, girls. Bye.
Thank you, Mandy.
She's so lovely, isn't she?
She actually, it just made me realise that we've neglected to say about the people who have parents overseas.
Yes, I know.
Right?
I was listening to...
And they don't know when they're going
to
see their mums again or their
mother-in-laws. Mum and Mia Out Loud.
Yeah.
And Holly.
Yes,
I know there's lots of Out
Loud.
Her mum's in England, Manchester, whatever. And just when do I get to see her?
I know, I've got quite a lot of friends. And the pain in their eyes when they say it.
Yes.
I've even had a friend who said, I just can't talk about it, Mandy. I just have to shut that down and not think about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm the rectum to them.
Yep. I've got a beautiful friend whose daughter is studying overseas and she's the same age as scholarship. And she said it's so hard for us to actually speak about. We can talk about, oh, what's the weather like? But actually talking about not being able to see each other.
Yes.
There's no words to say that.
No.
And we've just always assumed that we could.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
So
and
I'm really thinking
I'm sorry
of
we haven't
Mother's
said that
Day.
Yet. Yes. So that's our mistake.
Yeah. Or if you're here and your children are overseas.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely thinking of you.
Yeah.
It's just a tricky, tricky day. It's beautiful. And I mean, as I said on yesterday's episode, I have really fond memories of Mother's Day of, you know, however many 20-something years of Mother's Day presents from school.
Yes.
All of that sort of stuff. Because I've been a mum since I was 21.
Yes.
You know.
You have a long time.
A long, long time.
Yes.
But I definitely don't think Mother's Day is for Tiffany's or, you know, like extravagant presents or it should be about things the children want to give you or want to be with you. And if they're 16 and they don't give a shit about you, then that's okay too. You can't take it personally.
No, you can't.
So if you're a mother of just teenagers or teenage girls, maybe, don't worry. We were all that once.
Yeah, I totally was.
You know,
probably right up to my 30s.
Yeah, I probably would have rather go to the basketball or, you know, hang out with my mates.
Yeah. So they're meant to be pushing away.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that they don't love you.
No, that's right.
They really,
right.
really do. Just wait till they need a lift home from school.
Oh, yeah, I'll get the text any minute.
I really will. Joking about that.
I'm not. Every Wednesday. It's like, ping, ping. Oh, can you pick me up?
Can you pick me up, Mum? All right, we're going to listen to another one of your speak pipes.
Hey, Kate and Mandy. Hey. It's Anne-Marie here from Sydney.
a Chatterpee. Yay. But I do have a pea shoot who is now 10. I wanted to tell you a story for your Mother's Day episode. At the end of last year, we were cleaning out technology as we did with COVID. Everyone did cleaning because we were home. And we found some old technology and found an old iPhone that had a really low-numbered iPhone number. And there were some videos on it
that
pea shoot had taken and of herself in her room to anybody and everybody. And she was maybe about 4 or 5 and she was saying, this is my room and this is my doll and this is my bed.
I love it.
And then started walking around the house and she said to the phone, I'm going to show you my bestest mum. And, of course, we all just loved, you know, it was our hearts just melted.
Yeah.
And then she opens the bathroom door and I'm on the toilet. And, of course, I just, you know, then screamed. But as we were watching it, we just all cacked ourselves laughing. And it was just so sweet. So there you go. That's one of my mum memories. Just wanted to share with you guys. Thank you so much.
I loved
love listening to you guys with my earbuds in, of course.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I could see that coming. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I've had times where Molly videoed me in the shower with the biggest smile on her face.
You know, I've got to get that iPad. I've got to get that iPad because it's in the family sharing. It's in the cloud. really do know. That's beautiful. Yeah. He's my bestest mum.
My bestest mum doing a poo.
She's doing a poo.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Thank you, thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm going to read a beautiful message we got for Mother's Day. Hi, Mandy and Kate. You keep asking for Mother's Day messages, so I thought I would send this through instead of leaving a speak pipe.
Thank you.
I can't get through it without crying.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is an interesting day for me. It is usually a really challenging day. I grew up in a household full of abuse, failure, and betrayal at the hands of my mother. I don't have a relationship with her anymore. I had to cut all contact for my own well-being.
Mm.
Mother's Day always makes me feel sad, seeing people with their mums and being spoilt by loved ones. My daughter and I usually just go to church most Sunday mornings, but on Mother's Day, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I understand.
It hurts too much seeing the other families.
Yes.
That's another place.
It's often a generational place.
Yes, and there's nanas.
Oh.
And I know for friends of mine that were having trouble conceiving.
Yeah.
Mother's Day was not a day they would go to church.
No, definitely not.
Another friend of mine had had a couple of miscarriages.
Yeah.
And she was like, can I have the flower? You know, because at our church they gave you the mother's carnations. Got a carnation.
Yeah.
A chrysanthemum. The mother's got a chrysanthemum. And I was like, she is a mum, you know. My own mothering journey is not the norm. 5 years after becoming mum to my beautiful adopted pea shoot, I remember being at my dad's house on Mother's Day. I received a text message and my dad asked me what the message was. I told him it was my best friend wishing me a happy Mother's Day from my pea shoot, to which he replied, but you're not her mother.
Oh.
I stood there in shock and eventually yelled at him, well, who the bloody hell is? Her biological mother gave her up because she's disabled and I'm the only person she has in the world who cares. Just because I didn't give birth to her doesn't mean I'm not her mother. He just looked at me silently for a minute and replied, oh, I guess so. I'm so sorry. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh.
Every year from then until when he died, he would acknowledge Mother's Day and acknowledge my daughter as my daughter and as his granddaughter.
Oh. He learned.
Yeah, he did learn, you know. Although I don't have a relationship with my biological mother, and as hard as Mother's Day can be, I am very lucky to have developed a friendship with a wonderful woman I call my church mum.
Aww.
This friend has come alongside me over the past few years and shown me what it can be like to have a loving mum in my life.
Aww.
She's been there to support us through the tough stuff and celebrate the good stuff. She's shown unconditional love for my daughter and I, taking us under her wing and including us in family celebrations and events. She's shown me how great it can be to have a mother who cares, which is something I had never known before. She rides the emotional roller coaster with me, even when I try to push everyone, including her, away.
Mm.
Mother's Day is tough on so many levels. It reminds me of what I don't have with my biological mother.
Mm.
It reminds me of what my daughter doesn't have with her biological mother. It reminds me of the lost dreams of not having a biological child of my own.
Mm.
But most importantly, it reminds me that family doesn't have to be blood.
That's right.
And being a mum is more than giving birth to a baby. It's the love, the respect, the support, the guidance. It's family of choice. Mother's Day is tough, but so am I.
Oh.
Erin.
Erin. Oh,
so beautifully worded. You took my breath away when I first read that.
Yes.
And I was like, that is amazing.
Amazing.
And it's so true, you know. My personal Instagram name is Mummy Kate because that's what everyone used to call me, right?
Yeah.
And so the work boys call me Mummy Kate. People I don't know call me Mummy Kate, which is quite
weird. That's how I met you online. Yeah. Well, yeah. I met you and then online you were Mummy Kate. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the thing is a lot of my work boys have really good parents. Some of them have tricky relationships with their parents or their mothers or you know, just life's tricky.
Yeah.
But the amount of times that these boys have called me like 1 o'clock in the morning or I just broke up with my girlfriend, can I come over?
Aww.
Or, you know, last week, a couple of weeks ago it was school holidays here in Melbourne. One of them is now a teacher. He said, I'm going to bring you lunch.
Aww.
And we just sat and had lunch like adults, you know, because they're big boys now. Yeah. They're not all little boys or 17, 18 year olds. And whenever they leave, they're like, I love you, Mummy Kate.
Oh.
And so I think, you know, I'm not their mother, but I love them dearly. Oh. And I really worry about them. So you don't have to give birth to someone to have that maternal love for
them. No, you don't. Not at all.
You really, really don't.
No.
So
it's very special, Kate.
Yeah, I'm really, really lucky to have them in my life. But I just think all those people who think, oh, well, I didn't give birth, I think about them the same, right?
That's right.
So love is love.
That's right.
And if you help someone and love them, you're a mother figure in their life.
That's right. Totally.
Super, super important. So don't doubt yourself, peas.
That's right.
And if you're a mother to pea shoots that are just going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and drive you mad all day.
And headbutt you to wake up.
That's okay too.
That's okay too.
Yeah. And if you're not going to get a card because your husband's a dick, that's also okay. Because if you're married, let me just say this. If you are married in a somewhat happy relationship and your spouse doesn't see fit to get a Mother's Day card, you tell him, Mummy Kate said, you're a dick.
It's not that hard.
Not
they're
that
everywhere.
Hard. You can get them at the 7-Eleven.
You can get a piece of paper in them drawer.
You can make your own.
That's right. You don't have to buy them.
And you born a baby out of your body or you adopted one or you fostered one and you give it everything and someone should at least acknowledge that you do that.
I think so.
And, you know, I know not all dads, hashtag whatever, but come on, women do the most work. It's only Tuesday of International Pea Week, so feel free to just play that last little bit accidentally
blame
out
it on
loud.
Us. Just
on Google Home.
Take
so
that.
You don't want Mandy and Kate to say you were a dick.
No, you don't.
Come on, you can buy someone a card. You love them enough to marry them.
And I think they just shouldn't have to cook. Like if they cook all the time,
no.
Like I refuse to cook on that one day, that and my birthday, they're the 2 days, I just say I'm not cooking.
No.
I had a client yesterday and it was her birthday and I said, so I hope you're getting takeaway or, you know, and she goes, oh, no. And I was like, oh, I'm so selfish.
You're
I said,
not
oh,
selfish.
I just never cook on my birthday. And she looked at me like, oh, okay, but I do. And
maybe
I was like,
she's
okay.
Earlier in the journey.
Maybe. Oh, well, I'm not sure she was a pea. It was just a sleep client.
It doesn't matter. Still
Oh, yeah. Younger children. Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't 16 years worn out.
No.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, not, make me some dinner, people.
Yeah. Whereas I'm like, oh.
No, it's a
the
day
one thing.
Off.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like it's a legitimate day off. Although we have a netball tournament.
Of course you do.
So
on Mother's Day.
Yes, Miss 10, right? And oh, so the when the last tournament, they said over the, you know, okay, thanks for today. It was a really great tournament. We'll see you again on Mother's Day. All the mums get a free coffee.
Oh, you don't even drink coffee.
I don't even drink coffee, you dickhead. And this is female
Where's
sport.
The jam donut?
You know, bunch walk of around and yeah. give every, like, oh, my gosh. But I think the umpires, the children.
They're all women.
What a dumb day.
What a dumb
so
day.
So I want to boycott it, but Miss 10 really loves it.
Yep.
So I won't.
No,
so
of course
I think
not.
I'll send her dad.
Yeah.
Because it's a day after the live show. So I'm like, well,
yes.
I don't want to be getting up at, you know, getting everyone in the car at 7:30.
No, you're happy. You'll be getting up, but you want to stay in your jammies.
Yeah, you know.
And because, you know, we might have had one gin after the live show because we've got friends coming from Sydney.
Yes, I can't wait to have
so
one
we're
gin.
We're not racing home.
We're not
home.
Having it beforehand.
No, no.
Remember, like the Sydney guy?
The Sydney guy.
What do you want, shots?
Couldn't believe us. We wouldn't do shots before we went on.
Like, no, I've got my water, thank
mate,
you.
Do you want to see that shot again? Because I've got a magic trick I can do with shots.
Oh, really?
I drink them and I vomit them straight back up. I can't do shots. I can't do them.
That's not a trick. That's gross.
That's what I'm saying. It's disgusting.
I can.
And people are always like, oh, you're faking it. Just push through. I'm like, no, I'm not pushing through because I'm 48
yeah.
and I don't want to do shots. But also I just, oh, disgusting. You go for it, girls.
Yeah, go.
And boys
do whatever
and
you want to
women
do.
And whatever you identify as. But I am not doing a shot.
Okay, sure. Right. Got that, everyone?
People always pressure me because they know it's my thing.
Oh,
so they're
no.
like, come
I would
on,
never.
Let's get Kate to do a shot.
Oh, no.
But I've got the best son.
Yep.
Who's also the sound engineer.
Yep.
Who goes, I'll pour you a vodka shot. And he just pours me water.
Oh, clever.
And I'm like, what are you all pathetic? Look at me chucking them back. I'm not even drunk.
Oh, that's fun.
So see, that's a good Mother's Day gift all year round.
Yep. That's right. Round, so. That's right.
Anyway, thank you, Peas, for sharing your beautiful pee messages
with us.
We're
going to have more all week, okay?
Yeah, we've got little pee speak pipes all week about Mother's Day. You can write in the Hangout if you've got things that Mother's Day means to you. Share on your socials. Hashtag IPW.
Yeah, IPW.
Show us your green.
We were going to have merch, but it just hasn't happened. So I think for the Smilestones merch, that took over. So,
and it's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. So yep, go and have a look at that.
And if you're at the Melbourne show, we've got exclusive Melbourne merch.
Yeah, we do too. I forgot about that.
I can't wait to see it because we haven't
do.
Seen it yet.
Yes, yes.
So May 8, May 15.
Come buy your tickets, Peas.
Yeah, buy your tickets. Yeah. Come see us.
Yep. If you come on your own and you're in the Hangout, just say I'm coming on my own. People will like, sit with me, come with me, have dinner beforehand. Like, people are awesome. So,
lots of people are coming. There's no one on their own at a pee show.
No, but if you are, it's okay. People around you will.
Yeah, what I mean is, people around you will chat.
Yeah,
it's the chattiest bunch of people you've ever.
Oh, gosh, can't shut us up.
Can't.
Anyway, we can't wait to see you. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.